Yeah, I'm curious. There was an interview that I read that was published online with you that mentioned that with SD Lux, you were particularly proud of some of the LGBTQ coverage that publication did. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's one of the things when I look back on things that I'm very most proud of. One of them is the mentoring that we were able to do, and the careers of people that started at Fashion Dallas that went on to do great things. And the other thing I think that I'm most proud of is our early showing of the realness and validity of everything going on in the LGBTQ community. And one of our first things we did was in the 80s with Fashion Dallas. Every year we did a Valentine's issue and we did couples. Actually, it started out Valentine's. The first few years it was lingerie. And then when I came, it became, we started doing, couples. And I had a good friend, a hairdresser, Aki Shiratori, who had a partner. And I was like, would you consider being, he's very stylish, he and his partner. And I was like, would you consider being in our couples issue? And it's hard to believe now, but that was he had to let me think about it. He had to really give it a lot of thought because he knew there was going to be a lot of pushback, and he did it, and it was wonderful, and we got the most horrendous, horrible letters, and letters to the editor, and, travesty and everything else. But gradually, little by little, I think, times changed, and we were on the right side of it, and I'm proud that we were. DIFA started the denim jacket collection in probably the 80s, also maybe 90s. I can't believe I can't remember all my years, but we did a special issue every year with DIFA, and we would show several of the jackets that had been done and write about them. But we actually, one year in this, got a lot of pushback too. We used as models people who were impacted either because they were HIV positive, or we didn't want it, HIV, to be treated strictly as a gay issue. And so we had like a young woman whose parents were both HIV positive. And so it was a different group, but it was awesome because we had a whole group of people from the Turtle Creek Corral who were photographed. We had a beautiful, wonderful guy who was a dancer, and so they modeled the jackets and did all this stuff. And I'm proud that we were on the right side of it and early on the right side of it. And especially, I mean, this is the fashion industry. I mean, it's like, my gosh, if we can't be, leading the way on that, who can? I mean, who should? So